As I was listening to see what direction I would go tonight, asking Lord, excuse me, what should I say or what? And anyway, I'm going to read to you Psalm 91.
Amen. Glory.
And I want to say this. I know we all are fully aware of the coronavirus.
Yes, sir.
And got people shook up everywhere. But you know, I ain't never lost a wink of sleep. I ain't had a troubled thought or anything. So I just want to encourage you. This is a time that the church can shine.
Amen.
Brighter than ever. And we are going to shine. And they got people afraid to. I saw in the news, they gave a picture, a shot of it. Let me see where it was in Oxford, where it was. I mean, you got this restaurant and your soul in there. People's afraid. Some people afraid to shake hands, touch. Some people afraid to go out in public. I'm sure enough going.
All right.
And because if I could say it, I read it. John G. Lake in South Africa. He did a great work there. And I think it called the bubonic plague. Bubonic plague broke out, and people were dying. And when they would die, they would foam at the mouth. Foam would come out. So they sent a crop of doctors over. And they signaled back for John G. Lake to come aboard. So when he came aboard, they asked him, "What are you doing to protect yourself?" He said, "The Lord, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus." He made me free from the law of sin and death. And so he said, "I think y'all like to do an experiment with me. You got the microscopes and so forth." He said, "If you take that foam that's coming out of the mouth, out of the nose and mouth when they die, if you take it and put it under the microscope, you'll see there's working germs. And they'll live for a certain amount of period of time." He said, "Put it under there. Then I'm gonna put some in my hand and you watch it die in my hand." He did so, and it died. That old germ died right there. And when you know the truth, you don't have to be afraid. Every disease, listen to me, every disease, Jesus healed. Every sickness, every disease, Jesus, when he walked this earth, heal them all. Heal every people from every one of them.
Yes, sir.
And so Satan just twisted and come up with a new name. And when the world and people who lives in the natural don't know the truth, yeah, they're afraid. And but we're not. Jesus is Lord. No one else. Jesus is Lord. Nobody else. Jesus is Lord. Nothing else can ever be. Jesus is Lord. So I'm not afraid. We're not afraid. But we got to go where they are so we can take the good news. We was in the pastor at Pastor Jimmy's church last three nights. One of the things Pastor Tracy said, that this thing will be short-lived, but we are going to come out smelling like a rose, so to speak. Church going to shine brighter than ever before.
Amen.
Amen. So I want to tell you tonight, and I want to reiterate some things, but I want to tell you tonight, whatever you do, don't you draw back. Don't you start drawing back. If ever was a time we need to shine, stand up, do it now.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Amen.
I know, you know, when people are not going to work like that, don't mess with your money, but this is time for us to get God. This is where God going to do some transferring. And, oh yeah.
Yes, sir.
We're going to see the hand of God. He's shaking some stuff right now.
Yes, sir.
You may not see it at the moment, but some stuff is being shook up. He's shaking some stuff loose. And the shaking is good, because what's not good needs to be shook off anyway.
Yes, sir.
So the real deal and the truth and that which is good can remain and do what it's supposed to do. A tree full of dead limbs, those dead limbs ain't doing nothing. They're weighting that tree down.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to read Psalm 91. I think I'm going to read it first from the Passion. So if y'all can put it up, keep your King James, because I will be going back and forth.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to listen. Psalm 91. When our kids were young, I found this. I found it out. We used to read Psalm 91. Among other scripture. And among other scripture that we had found, but this is one of the scripture that they knew, and Ephesians 6:1, show no obey your parents in the Lord. They knew that scripture. Amen. And so I'm going to read this from a Passion Translation. That's at least where I start. And let me get there. If you can put that on the, I don't know why I'm trying to go to Proverbs. Let me get this song. Psalm 91, when you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. And the King James says, he that dwelleth in the secret place, a secret place everybody don't know about it. Are y'all hearing me? He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And the Amplifier adds, against whose power no foe can withstand. Ain't nothing he can do. No foe. That means the foes, that means the devil, demon, demonic, evil, co-hosts of darkness, I don't care, plagues, disasters, whatever that you want to name it, they can do nothing with our God. Hallelujah. And our God has made his home in us. Did you hear me? Did you hear what I said? Our God has made his home. We're his house. We're the body of Christ. We're his house. Amen.